The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
Frank and Hobbo, we're out here live at Friday's Broad in Glenside. Come on out and join us. We're going to be here for the balance of our show till 7 o'clock, and then we're going to hang around and watch the Who's play the Colonials starting at 7:30. Frank Maloney right now has got the LeClaire Ryan play of the game, and we also have Dr. Bobby Call seated the two Franks right.
Can't stand it. All right. The LeClaire Ryan play of the game, no two ways about it. The player of the game was Kanane Severin. What a stud. Three touchdown catches, 116 yards. He caught eight passes. And his third touchdown catch where he broke free near the far sideline, which was the Louisville sideline, and the way he fought his way towards the flag and got that third touchdown, that was a remarkable play, and that gave Virginia a chance to kick the onside kick, which unfortunately they recovered, but Taquan Mizell was not towing the line 5 yards from the line of scrimmage, and the play was called back with a 5-yard penalty. So even though they recovered the ball, they didn't get the ball. Anyway, Kanane Severin, what a warrior, and let's get on with Dr. Bob Call, famous walk-on. We have hyped him so much, so many times. You thought he had 20 interceptions.
you know. Now, the trouble is that you've got to get sort of a winning culture going. When I went to UVA way back in the old days, we had, 15, 20 game losing losses in a row and season after season of losing. It really, you got to establish a culture of winning. And that's when you start making the big plays. They don't go against you. The onside kick with Taquan Mizell. When you're losing, that stuff happens all the time. And it just drives you crazy. And somehow you establish a culture of winning. It's almost like magic. And then things start happening.
Now, is that coaching, players, just general attitude? What causes that?
It's everything all wrapped up. Because one player, it's amazing when a touchdown happens, it's usually the breakdown in one player is all it takes. So it's team play.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because for years I used to say that North Carolina, and this is basketball, but in the Dean Smith era, if there was 2 minutes to go in the game and the score was tied, you just knew the Carolina players expected and thought they were going to win. And nine times out of ten, they did.
You're right. It's a belief that's important.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe they don't have the belief. You know, we've got great athletes up there and great coaches. That, you know, there's something magical that needs to happen. And then, boom, you start winning. The plays go your way. The big plays are five big plays a game, really. And you got to make them to win.
Particularly in football, yeah.
I would say in the Louisville game this weekend, there was about 20 big plays. Great, Scott. If you took a break during that game, you probably missed two scores.
Yeah.
The fans out there in Louisville got to see a great game. There was some controversy with the onside kick being called back. There were a couple of other plays where the referees went back and forth and went with the replay booth, and then they gave an explanation, and one coach or the other, sometimes both, got mad. But
The funny thing to me, you look at the ACC this year, it's a lot of balance. I mean, a lot of these games are close, a lot of overtime games. And as you say, it really does come down to a key play or two that makes the difference between winning and losing. And you got to have your kids be able to execute at those moments.
And when you're losing, all the calls go against you.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And when you're winning, guess what?
As I used to say, the officials know who's supposed to win.
Yeah. Well, on the flip side, there were some things that happened on Saturday that I think speak well maybe for next year. Zach Bradshaw got a little hurt, but during the game he made a brilliant strip fumble recovery on the quarterback where he beat the tackle, came around the end, knocked the ball out of the hands of the quarterback as he was starting to throw, and then as he fell past the quarterback, somehow caught the ball in the air and had the sense to hang on. And, I think 51 is going to be a star. Andrew Brown finally came to life, the Gatorade National Player of the Year, playing defensive tackle. He knocked down a couple of passes. He pressured the quarterback. He roughed up a couple of running backs.
Well, sometimes it can take a year or two. He's a second year redshirt freshman, so he's only been in the program a couple of years. So it never ceases to amaze me how well some of these kids fresh out of high school perform at both football and basketball.
And you know, when you get momentum, your team plays above what they're used to be playing, and then the team that doesn't have momentum, they're playing less than what they're capable of. So,
well, and I think that, as we said earlier, the frustration of Saturday is I think Virginia had the momentum until that muffed punt.
The fumbled punt.
Well, look at all the times we were ahead at the halftime. Right.
Well, this year.
And then,
yeah.
This year, and then we lose it at the end. So it's big plays. It's confidence.
A 60-minute game, as the coaches say.
Absolutely. Yeah,
they got to start playing better in the fourth quarter, no doubt about it. You know, another player I want to highlight is Smoke Mizell. I think a lot of fans had given up on Smoke as the season began. But you know what? Smoke has really done amazing things this season. First off, I think he still leads the ACC and is top 10 in the nation in terms of receptions by a running back. I see here he has 1,063 career receiving yards. And for a running back, that's spectacular. I mean, that's a big deal.
Well, he's got a great pair of hands for a running back, which is key. And I think what they've tried to do is give him opportunities where he's out in space, and it's been effective.
Yeah, I totally agree. Smoke's had a great season, and I'm happy for him, too, because there are a lot of high expectations that he could outrun everybody, even an airplane. And, he's really doing
well. And I'm old,
forget it.
He's a junior, right? So he's got another year to go.
He's got a full year to go. You know, Virginia versus Duke, believe it or not, I saw the Vegas odds, and Virginia's favored by 2 points this Saturday on the early line. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Cavaliers
don't
beat Duke.
We need to get Duke. It's been a few years. We owe them one or two.
And that'll lead into beating them on the basketball court.
That's what I like. That's a good strategy. Woo-hoo! Bobby Call nailed that one.
Yeah, baby.
All right. Well, we're going to head to break, and we want to thank everyone that's here at Fridays. I see Yuri Barnes getting warmed up. I think he's stretching out, getting ready for his moment behind the mic here. And we want to thank all the other folks that are out here, and we expect you to come on out, too. We're here at Fridays at Glenside and Broad. We're having a lot of fun.
Thank you, Bobby. We'll be back after these messages.
Great to be here. Thanks.